Hey family, the Bassman broadcasting live from the island of Curacao. About to do an excursion here, something that I have never done before, but I've been looking forward to doing it. Think of being on a surfboard, if you will, with no windsurf on it, no, just you. You're not actually surfboarding, but you are standing up and paddling. Yeah, sup. SUP, stand-up paddle boating. I'm hanging out right now at Windsurfing Curacao with the owner of the establishment, Ingar. Welcome to the airwaves of WEAA.
Thank you.
Give me some info exactly what's going to be taking place here today.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take you by a speedboat and motor you all the way upwind to an area where the mangroves grow. And the mangroves block out all the wind. And for paddleboarding, these are ideal conditions.
Now, mangroves, those are trees.
Yeah, the mangroves is a special kind of tree. It's an ecosystem on its own. The roots of the mangrove tree are like foster care for all these little fish that hatch there.
Okay.
And there's a lot of birds in these trees as well. It's a very important part of our ecosystem.
So it sounds like it's going to be picturesque with the trees and the birds, but there's definitely going to be some fish in that water too.
Oh, for sure. Small fish attracts bigger fish, but you don't look like a guy that's scared from some fish. You look like a guy that eats fish.
Oh, most definitely. I plan on putting my hand in the water and pulling something out.
Oh, yeah. It's the freshest fish you can get that way.
Nice. Now, so doing this stand-up paddle boating, is it often that folks fall down? Is it easy to balance yourself out?
Well, these boards are gigantic, so... people fall down occasionally, but most people you can stay dry if you put your mind to it.
And how long have you been windsurfing and supping and other things here?
I've been windsurfing since I've been for about 27 years. I started paddleboarding about 10 years, and in between I kind of do all the water board sports invented.
Now, did you personally open this up, or was this something that fell into your hands?
Well, I'm a husband and wife team, and I was doing IT consulting on the island, and my wife was a waitress, and she kind of didn't like the waitressing, but she already windsurfed for half her life, and she started a windsurfing business, and gradually I had to become more involved because it got bigger and bigger.
So it's definitely a life lesson out there for the brothers to follow your ladies into their adventures, and everything will work out right?
Oh, for sure. I still can't make hats of tails from accounting, so I'm happy she does it.
Happy wife, happy life. So I'm looking forward to doing this excursion today. Hopefully I will not find myself in the water with the fish, but I'll let folks know what happens on the other side of here. Ingar, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Well, thank you for having me. And don't worry about falling in the water in Curacao. The water is just as warm as the air outside, so you'll be okay.
I totally agree. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward to falling in the water. Ingar right here on your source for Cool Jazz and more, WEAA FM.